And this is calling to order the Budget Committee meeting of May 24th, 2022 at 5:02 p.m. And I'll just reiterate that for everyone that the Budget Committee is comprised of an equal number of elected and appointed committee members. And all members of the Budget Committee, whether elected or appointed, have the same degree of authority and responsibility. So we will do a roll call. Tom Donahue.
Here.
Cameron Yogas.
Here.
Scott Culp.
Here.
Bill Height.
Here.
And Gary Link.
Right here.
And for our information, Carolyn McVicker, Sean Carlton, Kathy Starostica, and Luann Anderson are unable to join us tonight. So, item three on the agenda is Budget Committee officer elections. And I would like to move that we appoint Scott Culp as the chair of the Budget Committee.
I second that.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded three times. Thank you. That Scott Culp be appointed chair of the Budget Committee. All those in favor, say aye and raise your hand, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Scott, did you vote?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Choo, choo, choo. There went the train, Scott.
Okay, and with the election.
How many years have you been doing this, Scott?
Cameron,
I don't know. It seems like quite a while.
Well, they need to
continue with the meeting. Scott, we'll turn the meeting process over to you now as chair.
Thank you, Ann. We need a secretary. Nomination is open for secretary.
I'll nominate Bill Height as secretary of the Budget Committee.
I'll second.
Then the move and second to have Bill Height be the secretary of the Budget Committee. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Congratulations, Bill.
Thanks, Scott.
I'm train.
I didn't hear that one coming down the tracks.
Well, moving right along here, we need a budget message from the rookie in the audience and our new manager, John.
Well, thank you, Scott, and this is my first time participating in this process. I'm glad to be here. Please be patient with me as I struggle through, but I think we'll do okay. I thought maybe I'd just give an overview of some of the things we accomplished last year that we felt were significant. Not the least of which is, for the first time in a while, we became fully staffed. We hired an operator three, an operator in training, an office assistant, and myself as authority manager, which brings us back to full staff. I think we've got a great crew, and we're happy that we were able to fill all those open positions from last year. Couple of other big achievements that we've done, and all this obviously reflects budgetary preparation and all that. We established a fiber optic line out at Horn Creek to greatly increase our internet speed. We also did a needed hardware and software, server hardware and software upgrade out at Horn Creek. So between the faster internet speed and the new hardware and software, I think we're in very, very good shape for quite a while to come out there. We have completed our water master plan, I'm happy to report. And we have also completed our water management and conservation plan, which was another big achievement. We had a deadline of that for April 1st of this year, and we met that deadline. We also procured a new utility truck and a Vactor-Jetter combination trailer, which will allow us to do a whole variety of things much quicker and more efficiently, whether it's on the water side or the sewer side. Before the end of this fiscal year, we will have completed a fencing project around our dune wells, which is an obligation we had as part of our recreation and public purposes lease with the Bureau of Land Management. And we are on target, I believe, for completing two of our sewer lift station upgrades before the end of the current fiscal year. So that's just the big things that come to mind. I think we got a lot done, and our system in general, our utility in general, is much stronger for it. I was thinking maybe it might be good just to briefly review Budget Committee duties and responsibilities, unless everybody's comfortable with that. I don't know if it's necessary or not, but just maybe touching on a couple of highlights here just for the good of the group. Director Price has already...
Why am I out of the meeting?
Available to anyone upon request. All official action of the committee requires a majority vote of the members present at a meeting. To conduct business, the committee must have a quorum present, which we do. Once the chairperson is elected, that person controls the agenda and runs the meeting. And Scott, I think that's in good hands with you. Budget committee reviews and, if necessary, revises the proposed budget. The committee may approve the budget at its first meeting. The duties of the committee are complete once they approve the budget. So just a brief overview of budget committee member duties and responsibilities. The budget message, just as a review for a lot of you, the PCJ WSA budget is comprised of six separate funds and is proposed in a format that provides sound financial management. The budget is submitted and managed openly and straightforwardly as possible, which will allow consistent and careful management of all resources. And other than that, I don't have anything else to add at this point. If I'm supposed to touch on something else, those more experienced members, please cue me. But with that, I think I would probably be inclined to turn it back over to Scott.
Okay, thank you, John. Moving right along, we've got, could you cover this master plan fund 002 and how it's folded into the 003 fund? Is that what happened in the last year?
Yeah, Rochelle, I'll defer that one to you because I know you're well-versed in that.
So essentially the 002 fund we were using for our giant wastewater treatment plant upgrade because it is specific to a master plan fund, and that was a master plan project. Once that was completed, we were advised by our auditors to put that into the bonded debt fund, which is the 003 fund, because we will now begin paying back our loan to USDA Rural Development.
So, Rochelle, mm-hmm. will that only be accessible when we start up another
big project or anything like that?
Yes, we don't plan on closing it. Hopefully, maybe by next fiscal year, we will come up with some grand expensive plan that we are going to need to use for it. But we would like to finish the wastewater master plan before we make that decision.
Any other questions on that?
Scott?
Yeah.
Tom. After going over this present budget, I'm really not sure, and help me here, whether this is the proper place to do it, considering how this budget, there's a lot of work gone into it, and I don't foresee any changes as suggested by Cameron and pointed out by Rochelle. But I don't see any reason why we would need that master plan fund, and it would be a good time to eliminate it. However, would that be something for the board to discuss and not here at this in this forum?
Good question. It was a question. Michelle, do you have an answer for that?
I was going to let Anne go first.
I'll just add that it has been customary over the years to, while that fund would sit at a zero balance in terms of accounting, which I think Rochelle was pointing to, and she can give a more technical explanation of that, it is customary to leave the fund sort of alive, quote unquote, should we want to refund it, put money into it at a later date. And if it becomes infinitely apparent over a period of time that we don't need it, we do have the ability to completely close it and erase it from the budget. But we typically have not done that to maintain some flexibility if we decide that we need it down the road. So it just sits there. Does it
matter? One other thing. I've been involved in other budgets before, and I've noticed that this particular one over the past few years stays static, but we have six funds, and it seems a lot more practical and easier to understand if we change that to like four funds or three funds. For example, we have a fund for system development charges and charges, capital improvement charges, both for water and for sewer. It would make sense that they were just line items, but what with just one fund. And the same thing with operation, and incorporate both water operations and sewer operations in just one fund. But perhaps this might be any kind of changes like this, what I would suggest we have an outside dependent accounting expert to make suggestions for us. Rochelle, you have some...
Go ahead, Rochelle.
I was just going to say we used to have our operations funds all lumped together. But we were asked to separate it out so that we knew how much money was being spent in water versus wastewater so that we could get better funding and loans and financing.
Who asked us to do that?
I wasn't here when it happened, but it was right before we started the wastewater treatment plant upgrade, so my best guess is going to be USDA just because they're the ones who offered us a grant.
Okay.
Combination of USDA and our accounting firm.
Is this something that needs to be done in the, if we're to delete an account or like this, is it something that we would do in the budget meeting, or is this something that we would do in a board meeting? Board meeting?
Yeah, I would suggest
it sounds like a board meeting to me. Yeah.
Yeah, everything's already, all the work's been done on. I don't suggest any kind of changes through this. It's too complicated. We need expert advice on doing something like that. But this is about the most complicated budget I ever laid eyes on. So the more I get into it, the more it almost confuses me. But I made those suggestions, but I understand it should be at another time.
So could we put that on the next month's agenda, possibly?
Okay.
Could be voted that way?
This is a budget committee meeting, so we need to continue with that. We can deal with board meeting agenda items at a board meeting.
Okay, and moving right along in that vein, I'm looking at the sewer system development charge capital improvement fund. That's the under 04. We in 2003, I think that's when we put that new pump station in, wasn't it, down at the airport?
That sounds
and
about right.
We had a 10-year line of credit for that, and you know, we're coming up against that end of that 10-year period. Is that mm-hmm. something you renew, or how is that to be handled? And how much do we owe on that letter of credit?
It's getting pretty low right now. It's going to be paid off in 2024.
Okay.
It's less than $200,000. I'd say it's almost less than $150,000. But my hope, and talking to John and Carolyn, we are hoping to keep it open in case of an emergency in the future.
So would we renegotiate the interest rate, looking at today's...
If we can keep it at 1.75, that would be fine. Because I know interest rates right now are really high.
it says in the same vein here for both of the water and the sewer that the factor that we used to use in increasing rates and cost for the system development charges was we followed the ENR construction cost index. If this year is 7.5%, we're recommending 3%. Correct.
Correct.
And so that's what we build in the budget, I guess.
Yes, that'll be reflected in the budget.
Looking back at last year, you know, we had a total budget of $9.4 million. This year it's $7.5 million.
So. If you look at the page 4 or 5 of the budget message where it shows our funding levels.
Yes.
So last year, the master plan fund showed a balance of $1.7 million. And at the
yes.
beginning of the fiscal year, we transferred that into the 003 fund. So it was actually reflected twice in this section. So if... Essentially, it canceled itself out, but we still had to show that it was a revenue in both accounts, even though
okay.
it didn't actually happen.
Didn't the accountant recommend that?
Yeah, our auditors recommended that we do that, even though it doesn't look right.
Okay, and there's some other questions here, but I think they'll probably go through. So what I'd like to do is move right along and go through each fund. If you have any questions, we can bring them up at that time and deal with them. So,
hey, Scott.
The first fund, of course, is the master plan fund, which is history now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what page you talked about?
It's not history, it's at least on the shelf.
So, I just have a question about the O2. There's a line called debt service that has a 396 there that I don't understand because it looks like the $1.7 million was transferred.
What page are you on?
Page two.
That was a mistake.
It says,
I just didn't delete that. Yeah, it should say zero.
Okay. And then also just. To be picky, there's a typo mm-hmm. on that transfer to 003 there.
Yes, there is. I fixed that one too. Let me circle that.
Okay. So we're in the bonded debt fund, 003.
I
these figures that we have where we had the actual for 2021 and then adopted, and then the actual year to date is for 10 months, right?
It is. It does not count anything in May or June of this year yet.
Yeah, so you need to factor that in.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question about that.
Okay.
Under 2021, we showed, the working capital for 2022 showed $124,000, and the working capital in our budget shows $1.8 million and change.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the working capital $1.8 million?
Because we...
Does that include the 1.7 from the other...
Correct. Yeah, it's because we have more money in that fund now.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions moving along there? What's a short-lived asset?
Short-lived assets is something that was required by rural development. We have to keep $90,000 budgeted per year, and that money goes to fixing and maintaining any of the new equipment for the wastewater treatment plant. So recently we purchased $30,000 in UV bulbs, and we have to continue to do that through the life of the plant.
So we'll look at that every year.
We will. Yeah, we'll get to look at that one every year.
Okay. And that's in our budget because it's a requirement?
It is a requirement, yes.
Okay. Any other questions on that page? Moving along. Next page. We adopted a budget last year for the bond interest for $44,000, carried it over this year, and year to date we have $21,000 plus another, $4,000 if you want to bring it up to date. So that would be about $25,000.
Yeah, unfortunately, with I don't know, whatever's going on in the world, our economic crisis, all of our interest rates dropped significantly in our LGIP, or our government pool. And so we expected to have 44, and we definitely did not get that. That's a lie.
Decrease.
I'm sorry, that's a lie.
We could get a great increase next year the way things are going, so we're probably good for budgeting at 44, huh?
I'm sorry, I thought we were talking about revenue. Actually, 44 is correct. We are going to have to spend 44, but we do it in two different payments. We pay half in December and half in June.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got another payment coming up. Okay.
Yeah, I thought we were in revenue.
Those will even that out. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So then the 396, that's because you're starting to pay off the improvement. Is that
correct?
That's there?
Yeah, we'll have to pay $396 every single year.
And where does that money come from? The $396, is that?
That comes
the taxes.
No, that one comes from the wastewater treatment plant capital improvement charge that residential customers will see that as $8.50 on their bill. But it's just another capital improvement charge line item.
Okay.
Isn't that about where our note is to the government for that?
It is. It ends up being like $395,999. So
that's right. Well,
I just rounded off.
Any other questions on the 03 fund? Moving right along to the sewer SDC CIC fund, 004. Again,
again, you know, what we had adopted last year and this year to date, there's a zero. What's going on with working capital?
So working capital is, in the adopted section, is our guess on what money is going to be left over in that fund. And so that is money that we have set aside that we can work with and count as revenue for that next year. But we make it a $0 at year to date because we don't know how much working capital we have to use. And now my best guess for 2023 proposed is going to be about $1,082,000, just based on what bills we have to pay and how many SDCs we expect to receive. And that should be how much money we have left over at the end of this year.
How come there's so much?
Because we have not used, or we haven't had the opportunity to do a lot of our master plan projects because we haven't had a wastewater master plan in a little bit.
Okay.
We will spend it soon.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Me too.
Okay, then we get into our capital improvement charges. But it's the same thing we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be pretty close, it looks like.
Right.
This year, year to date, system development charge. Why is that higher than we had budgeted, and we're budgeting the same, basically the same thing next year?
Last year we had budgeted to receive 10 SDCs. Thus far this year we've gotten 16.
Okay.
And next year we're just going to shoot for 10 again. Just to, I don't want to overshoot.
But we still got more to go.
We still got another month. I do expect to probably get a couple more before the end of the fiscal year.
Do you think it's wise to maybe bump that up? Or?
We could, but if we don't receive that revenue, then we can't spend it because it won't be there.
Some interest on that money, huh?
That's sitting in the government investment pool, that we're in, gaining a little bit of interest. It's at about 0.65%.
That's
what we're getting right now.
Okay.
It's not enough.
Any questions out there on the revenue side?
Looks like there's a couple.
I just was going to comment that I think in general terms it is better in terms of the revenue side, in terms of SDCs, to be a little conservative because the economy shifts and flows up and downhill constantly. So it's very difficult to be very precise about that. If we err on the conservative side, as apparently we did this year, we have more revenue to work with, whereas if we err on the liberal side and expect more, that kind of wreaks havoc with the budget overall. So personally, I'm very comfortable with this approach.
How close have we been, I mean, in the past years? I mean,
some years we get 10, some years we get 12, some years we only get 4.
So it's been a while since we've had 4.
No, 2018, I believe we only got 4.
Yeah.
That wasn't that long ago.
Okay. Professional services, what's
it's
not engineering. What are we talking about, legal services or something?
No. Well, I mean, you could use it for legal services. We mostly would use it for things like surveyors.
Okay. Again, you have that in there, but
we never use it. Has. Yeah.
Okay. You move down to the material and supplies. We've got some new equipment.
that's hopefully. We're looking at maybe buying some lab equipment, TV equipment, and a new generator, if possible.
And what are we going to need $100,000 worth of engineering for? Some of that equipment?
This engineering is for would be for the wastewater master plan that we have not finished yet. We still have some bills to pay on that one, and we're still waiting.
I noticed that there's also engineering on the next page under capital outlay for $25,000. Why can't we just, what's the difference there? And you're just making one line item for $125 instead of two line items?
Because we have to separate out system development versus capital improvement. It's a Oregon statute law.
Thank you.
And we've got, again, $80,000 in there for step system improvements.
Yes.
Eliminate.
Hopefully.
Any other questions on 004?
Well, I just noticed that the equipment C1 is quite a bit more, 106 compared to 50. Page 6.
And that is probably because some of the equipment that I mentioned before is going to come out of that fund. Well, with the amount of working capital and the amount of revenue that we're expecting, we have to expend it somewhere. And so if we put a little bit in equipment, we can spend it at some point this year. We do have plans to spend it. Whether or not we're going to be able to have that opportunity, we never know.
And then also, I highlighted that lift station improvement. So is that similar?
The lift station improvement is actually a project that we've been working on. John, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we've got, six lift stations that need to be upgraded. We are, as I mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, we're planning to have two of those completed before the end of this current budget year, but we're budgeting for four more improvements to take care of all six of them in the next fiscal year, which is why that amount is higher. And this will involve not only new pumps and new control systems, we'll be upgrading the control panels, and we'll have to, we'll have to hire some electrical contractor work to assist us with that as well.
John, and we're also going to standardize all that, aren't we?
We are. We're going to go with the same pumps and standardize all our systems so that our spare parts can be used universally.
Rochelle, I have a question. Okay. You made a comment here just a few minutes ago that we have to spend a certain amount of money to match the budget, and I have a problem with that. Why wouldn't we just roll it over into working capital for the following fiscal
year? There isn't an expense account for working capital. So essentially you have to put all of your money somewhere. And then whatever's left over turns into working capital for the next fiscal year.
Well, that's what I'd like to see, but you mentioned that we need to spend this money.
We don't have to spend the money. We just have to put it somewhere in hopes of maybe spending it. I don't anticipate that we're going to spend $1 million this year in one fund. That's not going to happen.
made my day.
There's no way we're spending $1 million.
Oh, what a dream.
Now, that step system improvement, explain that to me. What are we talking about?
Some of these step systems are our responsibility, and many of them are dated and getting quite old. We're anticipating having to replace more of the pumps, having to perform more maintenance on these systems in the coming years, at least for the next couple. Our goal is to make sure these are all completely healthy and working, fully functional systems. And we've got some work ahead of us to that point.
Hey, stop.
Can I just add that typically, if something went wrong, we would just fix the part or something, but some of these are so outdated, they don't make parts for them anymore, so we have to change the whole thing.
These are the systems that are on the river.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Bill Highway.
Yep.
Yes. No, they had to do some work on mine.
Yep, we've been to Bill's house.
Yeah.
Three of us on this committee have them.
Go away.
I think all of them used to go in the river, didn't it? Long time ago.
I have one more question. Rolling stock, we actually budgeted for that new pickup truck in last year's budget, and we have it again about the same amount of money for this year's budget under rolling stock. Do we anticipate purchasing another vehicle, or what's the deal there?
Well, we are hoping to. We've got another utility truck that is seeing better days. We're also hoping to purchase something smaller than a utility truck, whether it's a small pickup or even a sedan. We need a vehicle to where if somebody's got to go to the bank or go to the post office or go to somebody like me has to go to a job site, or if we have to, you know, deliver water quality samples to the lab in Salem, all of these things, if we could get a smaller more economical vehicle as just a school car, as just an errand vehicle. It would prevent employees from having to, like Rochelle and myself, from having to drive their own vehicles for company purposes, and which is not a good idea. And I think that having something like that as just a utility vehicle for us to run those errands in, like I say, we either have to take our own vehicle or we have to hop into a utility truck and take that out of service for a period of time while we do these things. And we're hoping to get something something along those lines this year.
Thank you.
Great. I've been asking for that for quite a few years. Yeah, what's the liability as far as you guys driving your vehicle when there's a vehicle accident?
Exactly.
Well, that's one of the considerations, obviously.
Awesome.
I think we lost a lot.
Any other questions on the 04 sewer? One. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I don't have it.
Okay, we're moving along to the 005 fund.
Looks like the working capital went up about, 50,000 dollars.
Yeah, we didn't. We haven't spent a lot of money in the water this year. Maybe next year, now that we have our water master plan complete.
Yeah, we plan to do some projects for sure.
Just a question on the system development charge there that we have. When if I'm building a new house and I'm going to pay that system, then I have to pay another $850 to hook up the water. Is that right?
There is a $831 tap fee right now. Those prices are going up July 1st, though.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So the hookup charge is a system development charge plus $850 that you've got, right?
Right.
Okay. Down here we've got more engineering costs and master plan improvements and new construction. What are we looking at there? Any particular projects or that require the engineering?
Yes.
Well, at RuPaul, we're planning to, we've been talking about it apparently for a couple of years now. We're intending to replace the pipeline on RuPaul Avenue. It's a pipeline that is in need of not only replacement but increasing the size, and that's just one pipeline replacement project that is going to be engineering heavy.
Okay. That's one of the oldest lines.
Yeah.
Is there? I mean, do we have enough for that project to get done? I mean, we've got plenty to cover if we kind of find a big old can of worms, like you got a giant sized water leak that's going into the river.
Yeah, I think we've got enough to complete that project. We'll have a clear idea of what we would expect that to cost pretty soon. In fact, we're having a launch call with the engineers from that project next month just to prepare, not for this summer, but to prepare for next summer. It takes a long time to do the RFP process and all that type of stuff.
How many hydrants do you plan on putting in on that road section? You're going to put hydrants, aren't you?
Well, I think there's going to be at least a couple, but I can't answer that question. You know, with any confidence right now, we'll know that as we dive deeper into it. But there will be some of that.
Okay.
Page 8 on the 005 funds, or that's that new construction you're talking about for $1,000,010.
That, amongst other projects, flow monitoring, our well fence project, if it's not complete this fiscal year, I put it over on the other side too, just in case. Standby power, sample stations, Ferry Street needs to be replaced as well. That's on our water master plan. There's a whole slew of projects that would come out of that fund.
So, just a question. What percentage of our water now comes out of Horn Creek versus the wells?
Oh, I'd say it's probably 90% Horn Creek. The only time we really run the wells is if where we need to do some maintenance with the membrane filtration system, or if during the winter time when the creek's running dirty. We run the wells more in the winter time than the summer, but we don't run them very often as a percentage. I would say, I don't know, maybe 15% of the time.
Okay. And what about our water rights on Horn Creek? Are we up to date on that? Well protected?
We're protected. protected. Our existing permit expires at the end of 2025. We are currently working toward developing that permit and pursuing a water rights certificate as opposed to basically a water use permit. We're planning to, at least right now, the plan or the thought is to increase the capacity of Horn Creek so that we can fully develop that water right and lock it in with a certificate. But we've got several years to complete that, but that will go pretty fast, and so we're already making plans. We're consulting with consultants that have expertise in this area to help us to guide our approach in the coming years.
And when you renew something like that, what is it generally? How many years do you renew it for?
My understanding is it can vary depending on, for example, how much progress you've made developing the water use permit during, you know, the previous renewal or extension cycle. I would guess it would be renewed for at least 10 years if we were to just extend the permit. It's possible that we could get an extension for longer, my understanding is there's no standard. They kind of look at things on a case-by-case basis.
Okay. It seems that water is becoming more of a problem all the time for people, you know. I'm for sure the eastern part of our state.
Mm-hmm. Under capital outlays, we have a line item for PRV improvement, which is CI, capital improvement, for 25. What is a PRV?
That's a pressure reducing valve. It's one of the key valves in our system that creates different pressure zones based on the elevation of our service area. For example, the 600K reservoir has several PRVs on that just to reduce the pressure incrementally as the water works its way down the hill and to the lower areas of the community.
Thank you.
I have a question about, it looks like equipment and new construction and engineering are all well below budget for 22. Is that something being delayed, or what's going on there?
I believe it's just we didn't spend it. A lot of things we are finding lately, too, is we can't get things that we're looking for. Part of the equipment was we need more AMR meters for the project that we started last year. And with the fancy computer chip shortage, they're not making them right now. So we didn't get to spend that because we're still waiting on them to be produced.
How many are we behind on that, Rochelle? Are those the backups?
Not just backups, anything for new installation. Right now we're completely out of 3/4-inch ones for residential customers, and we are installing manual read for new installations.
Until those come in?
Yes, if they come
in. That doesn't go against the customer's cost.
No.
Okay, it's just still part of the package of hooking up.
It just makes it difficult for us because they're not radio read and we have to go out and read them.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. But at least they got something.
Yeah.
You know, so it's with the hookup.
Anything else on the water 05? Four fund the sewer operating. So our user fees
8% next year.
Oh, we're shooting for 8.
Pardon?
8%.
8%.
When was our last raise, Michelle?
Last year we actually lowered rates, so we're going, and the year before we lowered rates as well, so we're going up, but this is not as high as we've ever been, so.
So, what, 3 years?
This is, yeah, about 3 years.
Yeah. It's been a while, as you know, everybody knows that the cost of everything has gone up, fuel, chemicals, you name it.
Are there supply, when we mentioned a little earlier, but the supply chain is makes things tougher to get,
much
more expensive when you get them, right?
Absolutely.
That's right.
You know, we're getting back now to the monthly fees that I, looking at this, the chart that we have, we're getting back to 17 or 18, so.
Right.
I think back then we were, you know, 88, 38 for 2 years in a row, something like that, so.
I was going to point that chart out to Scott, because I think that is a really good illustration of how the base residential account charges have fluctuated since going back to 2012-13. And it's really visual, so it's easy to see it come and go. And we can see that we would not be as high as we've ever been with this proposed increase.
Well, it was back in that $93 a month. That was some kind of requirement we had in the funding or something, wasn't it, for that we had to have had certain funds involved or something? I can't remember what it was, but it was something that we were almost required to do. So we were, once that wastewater facility was completed and whatnot, then we got rid of those obligations and could go back charge a more economical for our users.
Mm-hmm. Tom has his hand up.
Pardon?
Scott, I have a couple of questions on the revenue side.
Sure.
We have a line item for lab testing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For $500. Where did that come from? How do we get revenue from lab testing?
We actually do E. coli testing for Cloverdale Sanitary.
Gotcha.
On a weekly basis.
And the same thing with contract sludge haulage and reimbursements, I can understand, but mm-hmm. customer assist program, how is that a revenue?
So we have customers have the opportunity to make a donation to PCJ, to the customer assistance program, that would then be used for customers that need that program. PUD has something similar. There was a time where we hauled sludge for Cloverdale as well.
Thank you.
Has anybody used that customer assistance program?
No, they have not.
That we still have that money there.
It is still available.
I don't think we've ever had anybody use it, have we?
We had one customer a couple years ago. It was
it was
an interesting situation, so. Not common.
Everybody, there's nobody back in the rears now. Everybody's all caught up, right?
Yes.
And isn't that customer assist program, don't we work with the care people or something?
We do. Yeah. The,
minister that.
The customer has to go to care before they contact us.
Okay. So we get down into the revenues and explain to me what's the difference between an operator 1, 2, and 3?
John?
Well, it's largely certification level, tenure, experience. This is, you know, a lot of times they do the same jobs, but we tend to give more lead roles to the higher job classifications.
And so do we establish, does the authority establish the qualifications between a 1 and a 2 and a 3, or do they have to go through some certification process, or what is there?
Well, right now I'll tell you it's more instruction than I'm comfortable with. I'm actually working on a structure to help guide not only managers but employees as to what the expectations are to move from one level to another. Generally, we look at a combination of responsibility, certification, and tenure to make these decisions, but we don't have any hard and fast benchmarks.
Okay.
Well, we had this discussion about that the employees were to move up instead of being a utility worker within a year to move up to at least up our grade. Are we still in that process? Or are you changing that, I guess, culture or job for these employees?
Well, I'm trying to establish standards, so it's not objective or perceived to be arbitrary. We recently promoted one operator in training to an operator 1, and we're planning to promote another person that's been with us for going on 5 years. We're planning to promote that person too, just based off of merit and tenure.
Well, you know, I think we do. We need to take care of our employees so they do stay here. You know, great job, great opportunity, and education being paid for, you know, and let's retain our work staff. I really like to see that. I've got a question. Can we get rid of the assistant manager since we have an operations supervisor?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you'd like me to respond, what I'd like to say is that I don't think we need to hire an assistant authority manager at this time. I don't think we can justify it in terms of just administrative workload. And I think there will be a time when we want to fill that position, perhaps a year or two out from my retirement, just to make sure that we've got a solid succession plan for me and that transition will be as seamless as possible.
Hey, buddy, you got another 20 years to make it out of here.
Oh, no, I know. I'll be here for a while.
I have a question about a line item called newsletter in our expenses. I see it in 2022. We also budgeted $600. Are we using that for the website, or is it really? Are we really considering a regular newsletter? Would that be something that we send out in our monthly billing, or what?
I believe many moons ago we had a newsletter. And we didn't keep up on that, but it is there if we want to use it and bring that back.
Okay.
John, I've got just a quick question. Last night we lost power here in Quantum Shores for a while, and just as I was leaving, I noticed that you had a crew down there by the pump. Does that happen? And they're firing up a generator to keep that thing operating? Is that what we were doing?
That's what we were doing. There was some, and I'm not clear exactly on the cause, but there was some localized power outage, electrical problem that only impacted that small part of town. Fortunately, it killed the power to our lift station, and we dispatched a crew with an emergency generator so that we could pump that lift station down as needed. and keep it from overfilling until power was restored.
So that would be a hit part of that overtime allowance, huh?
In those cases, yeah. Yes. And those
yeah, okay.
cases.
Okay. We're just curious. Any other questions? We get in here that page 10, the medical insurance has gone up. Isn't everything, so. Mm-hmm. Electricity
well,
is going to go up again.
Hard to predict, so.
Yeah.
So we're better being covered than running out.
Yep. I've got kind of a concern on chemicals. I don't think our chemicals is going to be up high enough.
You might be correct. It might not be high enough. I'm hoping it is.
You know, you guys talking about the new plant, you know, getting those, and how much can we hold on hand? Is there a shelf life on that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Well, for some of it there is, but so far I don't think we're having trouble getting the chemicals, it's just that they've gone up in price.
And freight has gone up.
Do you think you might want to bump that up?
If I bump that up, where do I take that money from?
John's retirement, because he's taking
the chemicals. Yeah, well, we can sure take a look at that. I think we put down our best guess based on what we know now. I think we probably even might put a little contingency in there, but who knows where prices will be by the end of this fiscal year.
That and fuel, you know, I think that's another concern that I think we might, I'm not sure how close you were for, I didn't get there yet on the fuel cost, so.
The contingency is budgeted at $40,000 for this fund, mm-hmm. So that's something to keep in mind, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other questions on 104 sewer?
Well, I was going to mention fuel, too. I don't see where that shows up.
That is going to be under your line item for transportation. It's 340,400, which it is, I mean, it didn't get bumped up a ton.
Okay.
But it's a 8,000 versus 7,000 last year.
How much, how many trucks do we have that are diesel? Two?
The sledge truck, the spreader truck, and maybe the dump truck?
Oh.
I think just three, but we don't drive them on a regular basis.
The backhoe.
A backhoe probably.
The backhoe,
yeah.
The generators.
Thank you, Leonard.
All the small trucks.
Right. I still think that we gotta maybe look at bumping the chemicals and the fuel up. And then here's another problem that I think we're running into with the COVID and not being able to have meetings. And if we do have meetings, our building isn't adequate. So as far as maybe renting building or something, where are we at with something like that also?
That would come out of administrative meetings, which we have budgeted $1,000.
Okay.
We have $1,000 budgeted in the 104 and 105, so technically $2,000 for the year.
Anything else on the sewer? 105, water. Water operating.
I did note an increase in the advertising line item. Mm-hmm. It's not actually an increase. We haven't spent most of what we have, so we budgeted $1,500 for that. And when I spent some time with John and Rochelle, no, I'm sorry, I got offline here. It is an increase. When I spent some time with John and Rochelle asking a few questions, they were talking about more, which we had discussed in the past, but due to a lot of changes over the last couple of years, we maybe haven't accomplished some of our goals of having articles in the Pacific City Sun and doing things like that that would better inform the public of ongoing activities at the authority. So if anybody else had noticed the increase in advertising, that was at least part of the answer that I got. So, and then we also have advertising for public meeting notices, and if we do have job openings, we advertise for that. And so if anyone else had noted the increase there, that was a large part of the answer I got to that question.
How many employees do we have now? 10 when you look at the facility and the workers.
Counting administrative staff, we have 10.
I was also very pleased to see the additional money that's been budgeted for the water telemetry system. I think that's going to be a valuable addition to the whole system to be able to keep track of things. And if I'm not mistaken, that ties to alarms. It's an increase, but I think it's an important area that that we'll be covering better in the future.
I take it the miscellaneous is due to the COVID testing.
Are you talking about the year-to-date number?
Yeah.
That is, I mean, there is the COVID tests. There was the facility decontamination, and there was also your agreement, the board's agreement, for John's contract with moving expenses. And what was that, rent expenses?
Housing assistance
up to a certain amount.
Housing assistance, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, how did we fare through this COVID thing as far as our employees have gone? And we had one that had it for a while.
Well, we fared pretty well till the month of February, and then we had four employees become infected in the course of a single month.
Wow. Just out of curiosity, were they vaccinated?
One was vaccinated, three were not.
Water conservation program, mm-hmm. Year to date, $6,575.
We actually just sent in our water management and conservation plan to the state for review and approval. So it came out of that. It wasn't something that we anticipated last year because we didn't know that it was going to come due.
So that fund item for next year's been returned to the $1,500, which was kind of the standard amount. Mm-hmm.
And our rates for water, our conservation, I'd say help the conservation thing. You have so much, and as you use additional water, it costs you more per unit.
Correct.
To discourage
the waste.
Use that resource for that better.
Yeah. Yep.
Any other questions on 105? Our rates going up, you said 8%, I think.
That 8% was based on the consumer cost index for April of 2022, which was at 7.5, but that didn't feel like enough. Looking at May 2022, that just came out yesterday, they're up to 8.5. So we're right in the middle now.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Then we've got all the other page there with the rates, fees, and collecting policies, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Comments on that?
Looks like the base fee only went up about 2.3%.
The what?
Base.
The base user fee per month is now up to $33.24, and compared to what was it last year? It was like 2.3% increase.
Last year it was $30.78. And if I times that by 8%, it gives me
$33.24.
Yep. It hasn't gone up very much. It went up $2.64 on that part. So being a residential customer, it doesn't look catastrophic. Hopefully.
Any other comments? Water system development charges, sewer development charges. Are there any questions? Further questions on the budget?
I didn't get any phone calls, so.
Okay. Well, if we have no further comments, I would accept a motion to accept the budget as is prepared.
Except for
I would make that motion. I move that we accept the 2223 budget as presented.
There's corrections.
Gary, didn't you find a correction?
There's a couple corrections there.
There are a couple corrections in that OHU fund.
There was a correction for the 2021, and there was a correction on some spelling, but that is not the proposed 22-23 budget that you guys are approving. Technically.
True.
Can you do that back?
The motion is okay then?
I believe so.
Okay, so I've made a motion to approve the 2022-2023 fiscal year budget as presented.
Would you say proposed budget would be a better way of putting that?
You could say proposed.
Okay. I'll move that we accept the proposed 2022-2023 budget as presented.
I'll second. Okay.
All those in favor? Folks, any comments? Question? Yeah, Tom?
No.
Okay. No, we were voting.
Okay.
No, we'll call for a question.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
budget. The proposed budget has been accepted by the budget committee.
You have to
wait. Is there any other business to be brought before this?
You have to wait.
And is there any other business you need to take care of from the...
No, we do have on the budget calendar a budget hearing, I believe, which comes up at a regularly scheduled board meeting.
We will,
if I'm not mistaken.
We'll have the budget hearing right before the budget, or the budget hearing right before the board meeting, but the budget committee is not required to attend.
No. So, but once the approval of the budget has been approved by the budget committee, which is the action we just took, that, as far as I understand, that last line on the budget committee duties and responsibilities, the duties of the committee are complete once they approve the budget.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
Thank you, everybody, for your time.
If I can't miss it in this year, is that right?
If that's it, I'd just like to thank those who were involved
yes.
in the preparation. I
yes,
did Gary. A great job, and I know it took a lot of time. And thank you, Sam.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank our board committee. You know, you guys get hooked up on the train, and it goes by, and you guys get on the train every year, and I appreciate that, and your time is valuable. So thank you as a board member.
Okay. That's it. The meeting's adjourned.
All right.
Good evening,
everyone.